Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Friday morning, let's catch up with the Mindful Doctor. It's Dr. Gabrielle Staniforth. How are you?
I'm really well. How are you, Neil?
Going very well. This morning, we're going to talk about something I've been going through at the moment, working with a range of allied health professionals to get better health outcomes. I've hurt my back.
Have you?
So I've been seeing... No, it's not been pleasant. It was a bit of an incident resulting from a extended bike ride I went on with my eldest boy, and he put me through the ringers, and it just hasn't been right, and I let it go, and I let it go. And it was actually talking to you a couple of weeks ago. You said, go and get some physio for your back, and I've been talking to the team at Pinnacle Physio, and they've been absolutely wonderful and helping me through, and it's slowly getting better. But this morning I thought we'd talk about the need that, you know, your GP doesn't always have all the treatments and solutions to cure what ails you.
Oh, absolutely, Neil. I guess as a GP, we're sort of the gateway to the rest of the health system in Australia, and there's only so much that we can know. We've got to know, you know, quite a bit about every single topic, and we certainly will have our little subspecialties. But for example, for me, musculoskeletal health is definitely something that I'm not great at. And it's something that I will immediately refer off. So if you had come to see me with that back complaint, I'd be able to do a very simple clinical diagnosis and then send you off to the appropriate allied health care, for example, a physiotherapist. And they've got these specific set of skills and resources, specialised knowledge, so that they can really work with you to not only get you better, or diagnose you first, get you better. And also there's many allied health professionals out there who work to prevent illness as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you get these referrals from your GP, you really got to act on them. If you just think it's all too hard and it's all, I thought I was going to get the solution here, it's not always going to be that easy.
Absolutely. And it's, look, Neil, it is hard and it is frustrating, you know, when we've got busy lives, maybe we've got young children or we're carers for other people to actually fit in care for ourselves. But it is really important. And once again, with anything, time is of the essence. And I guess, you know, financially, there could also be a perceived obstruction there as well. But it's important to note that there are Medicare rebates out there that can be accessed through your GP. So there's things called GP management plans and team care arrangements where they're really, they're there so that we can actually involve as many people as possible in somebody's care to keep them healthy for as long as possible.
Yeah, indeed. And the range that allied health professionals, the range of care, you know, it's technical, diagnostic, therapeutic, support services.
You wouldn't even think of it. So people like, it covers things like art therapy, audiology, dietetics, optometry, chiropractic, podiatry, psychology, rehab medicine, speech therapy. So these people work with people across a range of ages, from babies right up until the very end of a person's life. And, you know, they have a place in big, big health areas like chronic disease, like disability, like musculoskeletal health, like aged care. So I guess really taking a step back and thinking about it, it's not just about the physiotherapy, which is often something that does, you know, spring straight to mind. It's about all of these range of people that have the most amazing set of skills, and we're out there to really help us diagnose, treat and keep well.
Yeah, and they're all university qualified professionals as well.
Yeah, they have to be certified under a health board, I guess, to... But they have to have a university degree and they're certified under a specific health board. So that's the definition of an allied health practitioner. So they're all professional. Like I said, they all have to go through a certain set of training and skills, and working with them, with your GP, with your specialists as well, is a really important aspect of keeping you well from a general physical and mental health point of view.
Indeed. I'm with the Mindful Doctor, Dr. Gabrielle Staniforth. As always, I thank you. Have a great week. We'll talk soon.
Have a great week, Neil. Have a great week, everyone else.